Well, some of the headlines we already knew, which is about trying to get everybody in the UK get access to broadband of at least 2 megabytes. So that was put out in the interim report and finalised yesterday. The new things was an idea to charge everybody to fund the next generation of broadband access. And that's going to mean a 50 pence tax, if you like, a levy on everybody's phone bills, 50 pence a month, £6 a year for everybody in the country, which has proved slightly controversial with lots of critical comments. The other thing that we have found out more about was the government's plans to top slice the BBC. They totally avoided the word top slice, and you will not get a minister using the word about the BBC. But what they have said is that the money used, the part of the licence fee that is currently funding switch over to digital television for the country, is actually going to be, it's continued to fund other providers of news, not the BBC. It's the first time in the history of the BBC they've actually talked about diverting the money away from the BBC that's collected by the licence fee.
And that's going to fund things like children's programmes, ITV, regional news?
The most specific thing that will be funded by that is this area of, local news. They were very clear to say it's about national, regional and local news. But it's essentially the area that's been most hit by the sort of economics, really, of the web, with local newspaper groups particularly worrying about how they can continue, lots of them in sort of dire economic straits because of the advertising downturn, as well as the fact that most people are going online. So that's the first priority. But they have also mentioned another area that they feel is not served under the current regime and will be less served as ITV, other public service broadcasters, sort of released of those obligations. And that's children, specifically older children, actually. The BBC's sort of CBeebies site has generally felt to do a good job, but older children is something that they feel public money should go towards.
What about the future of Channel 4? Because back in January, when this interim report came out, Lord Carter said he supported a tie-up between Channel 4 and BBC Worldwide. Any progress on that?
No, I mean, one of the sort of, if you're Channel 4 and wanted some sort of action, one of the disappointing things perhaps will be that after all this time, they're still no better off. And in fact, you could argue that by giving them a wider remit, by saying that Channel 4 needs to do more things, not just television, but, you know, talking about sort of online, how successful they've been online, they've actually sort of not come up with a funding formula, but have said they need to do more things. And they have also left the door open for other commercial ventures, like a tie-up, merger, takeover by Channel 5.
And looking at the Digital Britain report as a whole, I mean, the Tories have described it as a colossal disappointment. I mean, is that a sort of, hyperbole, obviously, but, is that how it's been received in the industry as a whole?
I think generally the reaction has been not entirely positive. The political reaction is interesting because, obviously, if Lord Carter himself is definitely standing down in the summer, the government, a few people are betting that this current government will be the one who will implement much of what he suggested